Good morning. We have been discussing the reasons why we wash netilas yadayim when we get up in the morning. And we said there are two fundamental reasons. Number one, because of ruach ra'ah, which is a form of tumah, impurity that descends upon the hands. And number two is because of tefillah, because of davening and preparation of davening, we have to wash netilas yadayim. And yesterday we went through three different nafkaminos. Those are halachic consequences if we classify it because of one reason or the other. So there are differences between the reasons. So there are scenarios that indeed will dictate different results based on the reason. And now we're going to do another two nafkaminas between these two reasons. And the first one is as follows. If somebody does not have water, can the netila, can the washing or the wiping of the hands on something to clean them, will it be effective if somebody doesn't have water? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows. Dim ein lo mayim. What happens if you don't have water? You're on the campgrounds, there's no water around. Yikaneach yadav betzror. You can wipe your hands off on a stone, on a rock, or be'afar, or dirt, dust, or bechomide de menake, or anything else that will clean them. So if you want to rub it maybe on your clothing or on a wood table or something, that will be effective. V'yavarech al nikiyus yadayim. And instead of washing al netilas yadayim, because you're not washing your hands, you're going to say the bracha on all the cleaning of my hands. Nikius, because I've cleaned the hands, I've wiped them off on something that could clean them. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, the nafkamina here, v'yoel litfila, this is going to be effective for purposes of davening. You're going to be able to move forward and daven now because you have cleaned off your hands, but what's it not going to be effective for? Avalol ha'avir ruach ra shalalei, and it's not going to be effective in removing the ruach ra, the tumah, from the hands. So the difference is, do you have to later on go and find water? So for davening, I davened already. It was effective wiping them off on something that will clean them. That was effective, enabled me to daven. However, it did not take care of the ruach ra problem. And accordingly, you would have to find water to take care of the ruach ra problem because water is necessary for that. That is nafkamina number one of the day. Number two is, do you have to wash beseirugin alternating on the hands? Right, left, right, left, right, left. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Ein haruach holech ela b'shlosha pamim. In order to get rid of the ruach ra, you have to wash specifically three times on each hand. And says the Mishnah Berurah, Dahainu pam achas al yad yamin, the first time on the right hand, v'acharkach al yad smol, and then you alternate to the left hand, and you go back and forth until you have alternated three times on each hand. That is what would be required indeed for removing the ruach ra. When it comes to tefillah, you don't have to alternate. You don't even have to have three times on each hand. You can even do one time on each hand. So again, that's a big nafkamina. Do you need to do three times? Do you need to alternate? So for purposes of davening, you don't need three times. You certainly don't need to alternate. And for purposes of removing the ruach ra, you need three times, a minimum of three times, and based on this Mishnah Berurah, you would have to alternate back and forth. It's interesting to note that the Sefer Maaseh Rav, brings in the name of the Gra. This is the Gra. This is the halachas of the Gra that you are required to wash not three times in each hand, but four times on each hand. Why four times? Because three times removes the ruach ra from the hand, so going back and forth, three times in each hand, and you still have remnant water that is tameh on your hand from the third washing. So in order to remove the remnant water that is tameh on the hands, you need a fourth time to wash each of these hands. I'm actually do that in the mornings. I know I have to do that, not three times in each hand, but four times on each hand, like the gra. The Ben Ish Chai says as follows, Eina ruach ra'a ne'ekeres ela dafka berechitza shel seirugin. This concept of alternating, is that going to be ma'akev? Meaning, what if you did three times on the right hand and then three times on the left hand? Is that effective? So according to the Ben Ish Chai, it is not effective. It absolutely is required to wash not only three times, but also it must be alternating. And in the absence of alternating, even b'dieved, it will not be effective in removing the ruach ra. So there we have it in a nutshell. Two nafkaminas between the reasons. The first one that we discussed is if you don't have water, can you use something else to clean off the hand? And based on ruach ra, no, that would not be effective to remove the tumah. You need water. But based on davening, for the purpose of davening, the second reason, wiping the hands on something that would clean them would be effective, enable us to daven. And the second nafkamina, do you have to wash three times on each hand? Does it need to be alternating? And again, when it comes to ruach ra, you need three times on each hand. And according to the Ben Ish Chai, it is me'akev. It absolutely must be alternating. But for purposes of davening, certainly doesn't have to be alternating. You don't even need three times. You can wash just one time. And as we saw in the first nafkamina, if you don't have water, you can even use something else to clean the hands off. Have a wonderful day.